How are you? Happy Thursday. Man, we are coming up on the second weekend of Daytona Beach Bike Week, and that means I got to get my stuff done because I got places to go, things to do. There are 400,000 of my biker friends in town waiting for me to show up on the ride today, so I got to go. But before I do, I'm going to talk about something I could talk about every single day for the rest of my life, and there would always be somebody who would say, talk about it more. And that is what you do with your mornings. And I'll say this and spoil the whole show. You're working too hard at it. Time to chill, time to relax, time to do less. We'll talk about that as we get on the show with the morning routine today. It'll be good for you. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Every single day we stand up, we take a sip and repeat, and then crap happens. Oh no, things are going so well. What do I do now? I have no idea. And sometimes things aren't going well. What do I do now? That's what this show's all about. Now, my name is Scott Smith. Good to have you here today. You know, one of the things that over time, people have asked me, says, Scott, you know, what's your mission? What are you motivated by? I said, well, actually, my wife and I are the same way. We want to get out of bed and have a happy day and go to bed and do it again. That's kind of it. And for me, a happy day means have choice, have growth, have flexibility, have options. If I want to go someplace, if I want to take time off, want to buy something, that makes a happy day. If ever I hear the word no, that's not a happy day. Of course, I'm really good at saying the word no. So this show is about that. This show is essentially about you having a happy day, getting to do what you want to do, not all about yourself. No. Although, I will tell you this, the very minute, and we'll talk about this today on the show a little bit, that you recognize that you are really the only person that really truly matters. I mean, at its core, I mean, just no. I'm not talking about what about the greater good in the world and all this. That matters too. But you have to fit into that. And when you decide that you're in charge of you, you're the boss of you, you make that choice like we're going to talk about today, everything changes. It's awesome when you get there. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options, HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compound of products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So mornings. Where do I begin? You hear a lot about morning routines and rituals all the time, don't you? Get more done. Here's what you do. It's a miracle. What if you could use mornings to get more done for yourself? Now, it's a fast-paced world we're in today. There are two kinds of people when it comes to mornings I've seen. There's a productivity people and the personal people. Which one are you? Use your mornings for personal development or productivity? Which one? Now, I'll tell you what, once you remove yourself of the craziness of getting out of bed, of taking care of kids, of hitting the drive-thru, they choose one of those two things. But I think there's a third group. There's a third group that's much more satisfying. So I don't know if you're the kind of person who likes to meditate and read books in the morning, or if you like to get right to it. Now, before I go on, I need to admit that I used to be not a morning person at all. I did not like getting up early. Wasn't going to happen. I even quit my first couple of jobs. I was in morning radio. I was the morning DJ, right? I had really good jobs. I was making a lot of money, and I quit. I said, what are you quitting for? I can't believe it. You got a big bonus for you and everything. Why'd you quit? I said, I don't like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I want to sleep. So later in my career, strangely, when I began to do my own thing, I'd get up at 4 or 5 anyway and show up at my desk. Kind of wigged me out. Like, wait a second. I wouldn't do it when they paid me, but now I'm not getting paid. I'll get up early. That's weird. I'd hit my desk at 5 o'clock in the morning and I'd pound through my to-do list. First thing I would do, first thing in the morning, get through it. Boom, 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 boom. I must get it done. It didn't work so well. You know why? Here comes Scott logic. Are you ready for this? I know people say, do it, get over it. But life is about being happy, right? I found that when I got out of bed and I went right to work and that's all I did, I lost all the fun of getting up early. I did. I noticed that if I got up and just got right to work, that life was not that satisfying because I was like, I'd walk in here at 5 o'clock and I'd still be working all day long. It's like, well, why the hell get out of bed if I'm going to work all day? It makes no sense at all. So there were years also when I spent my mornings reading and meditating. Then I go to the gym. Now I got in better shape. I did. I was calmer. I was cooler for sure. But my bank balance, it was less. And the goals that I had, it seemed like I couldn't get there because I was spending so much time in the morning doing other things. So one day, and this was kind of out of pure frustration, you ever have one of those moments when you're trying so hard and then one day you just do something different? Got a kind of a different attitude. You don't even know why. You just do something different. And so I began to wonder, I said, well, what should I do? And I thought, well, okay, tomorrow morning, what is the first thing I should do in the morning that's going to help me get my happy day? That was kind of it. Because I want to design my life and I need to do the thing that's going to get my happy day. What's the first thing I should do? And you know, it wasn't my to-do list. It wasn't writing emails. Now, sometimes I do that stuff, but for the most part, I only do it if it's the most important thing. Sometimes I record a podcast at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's the most important thing to do that day. I get the podcast done. I can do whatever I want to do. I noticed that I didn't ask, what work should I do? It didn't have anything to do with that. It didn't even have to do with going to the gym and getting in better shape. It focused on the lifestyle that I wanted to have. So that was really groundbreaking to me because I found that everything happened anyway. And it kind of took my world, the crazy world of everything going on around me, because there's always stuff. There's always more. It's like Doritos. They make more. Doesn't matter what you do in the morning. Doesn't matter how much you get up, how productive you are. There's always going to be more to do. But what about your stuff? What about your happiness? What about you moving toward your goals? What about you having maybe a more of a Zen feeling in the morning if that's what you want? What about you? So I found that was the case with me. This is just where I landed. It works. Tomorrow morning, and sometime tonight before I leave the office, I will say, what do I got to do tomorrow morning? First thing, I get out of bed, get some coffee, come in here, wake up, get it done. What do I have to do? And ultimately, here's what happens. Once I get the first thing done, I usually go to the gym. I spend about 2 hours working out. My mind is cool. Things are under control. I know what I'm doing the rest of the day. I come on back, get to it. But the bottom line is this. When I focus on that number one thing that I need to do in the morning, I don't care what it is for you. It could be making pancakes for the kids. Doesn't matter. Whatever is the number one thing that satisfies your soul, that feeds who you are and moves you toward you want to, who you want to be and gives you that happy day, that's the most important thing to do. If you recognize you need to make more money, lately I've been trading Bitcoin in the morning. I said, I want to get some more investments. I'm going to ride these waves up and down a little bit. Been doing that in the morning. Most important thing. Why? Gives me more money. Passive. I like it. Tell you what, in the year since I made that decision to start doing the most important thing I can think of in the morning, the only way I can describe it, just been happier. Haven't had any stress. It's just been cool. Just didn't matter because it was putting me first. Essentially, it's like getting up in the morning and forgetting to eat breakfast until 5 o'clock that evening. It's like, no wonder I feel so bad, right? Let's get up and eat. Do what's right for you first thing. Whatever that is, you get to decide that. There are so many morning do-gooders now that they're doing everything except what they really need to be doing because they read it in a book, they listened to a guy like me that told them to do it. They get caught up in the buzz of life. Everybody does. But the minute you realize that you have to focus on that thing that's important for you to get your happy day, that's when you start making real progress. When you focus on what is important to you, it's very simple. You get what is important to you. I know this is not your big drawn-out morning ritual thingy that I could sell you for $100 like a lot of other people do. I'm just telling you, if you can fit, ultimately what we have to do is get down to the point where we're just looking inside ourselves and saying, okay, what do we need to do to support ourselves? And then we can help everybody else, right? Make sense? Okay. So tomorrow, another topic that I'm very fond of talking about, and that is, where is your time disappearing all day long? Where does it go? It's going in places that you don't even know. And yeah, Facebook is included, all that stuff. It's amazing how much time that's like a month out of the year most people spend on Facebook. It's crazy. But it goes other places as well that you may not have factored into your productivity for the day. That's tomorrow's show. In the meantime, you need to go out and have a happy day, okay? Because that's what this is all about. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.